LLAM 580. It's the 29th day of May, 2014. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, checking the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at the CME Group. From the Board of Trade, July futures in the wheat pit for the soft red today at 634 and three quarters, down 4 cents at this hour. Soft at the hard red at 732 and three quarters, 3 1/4 cents lower. July corn futures at 468, down 4 1/2 cents. December at 465, 4 1/2 lower. And the July of next year at 480. 7 1/4 down 3 1/2 cents. July soybeans for the day, $15.02 3/4. That's down, or rather up 5. The November beans at 1246, up 3. And January futures at 1251, 2 1/2 higher. March contract at 1255, up 3. And July beans of next year at 1250, 7 3/4, up 3/4. July bean meal at 501, up 250. Bean oil at 39.43 in the July contract, down 20 cents. June live cattle at 137.85, up $1.70. August at 138.75, $1.65 higher. August futures at 197.50, $1.92 1/2 higher. September at 198.35, up $1.85. And June lean hogs for the day at $114 even, down 55 cents. On the phone line today, Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, to discuss the marketplace as it's been trading. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Dan should be with us.
Good morning.
In just a moment, and we'll check and see where he is. And he'll be up momentarily with us. Let's take a look at some of the outside markets at this time. Crude oil futures trading at $103 and a penny. That's up 29 cents. The RBOB gasoline in the June at $3 a penny and a half, up 1 cent. Ethanol futures at 237 and 6 cents, 2 1/2 cents higher, and the spread between those two is 63 and 9 tenths of a cent. That's a penny and a half lower or narrower than it was yesterday. Let's check again with Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, to see if he's on board with us. Good morning to you, Dan. How are you today? Nope. Still no Dan, so we'll catch up with him in just a bit. We'll check out the weather forecast and see what's going on there. Scattered showers, a few thunderstorms. Those will come after 1 p.m. Partly sunny, a high of 81 degrees on an east-northeast wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. Chance of rainfall set at 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 60 degrees. Friday, sunny and a high of 83. Friday night, mostly clear and a low of 59. And Saturday, sunny skies and 84 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, low of 63. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. A few thunderstorms, partly sunny. Otherwise, on Sunday, with a high of 85 degrees. And on Sunday night, a chance of showers. Thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and 69 degrees. Now, I believe Dan Zwicker should be on the phone line. Good morning to you, Dan. Yep. Still not with us at this point. And we'll see where he is and if he can come back to us. Dan, are you with us this morning? Oh, there he is.
Todd?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Oh, doing fine.
Well, I can see that you're there, Dan, but I don't hear you. Don't know why that's the case.
You can't hear me?
Well, let's, can you go check one thing for me, see if he's actually...
I'm on the line.
Dan, I can see Dan there.
All right,
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Dan. I'm going to call you back on another phone system, and we'll be with you in just a moment. Hang on,
okay.
And we'll be right back.
Standard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Leonard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Most of the U.S. Midwest is going to be
Well, that makes for an interesting morning. Hey, Dan, how are you this morning?
Just fine.
Oh,
holy there?
You're there. I'll tell you what, Dan. I'm going to let you talk to the folks. Tell me about the marketplace, because I know you're on the air at the moment, but I can't hear you, and I'll figure out what's wrong here. So tell me about the marketplace and what you see at this time, please.
Well, what we're seeing here this morning is soybeans are showing some meaningful follow-through from yesterday's reversal to the upside. And if we're able to maintain these advances into the close, I think it really dresses up the overall chart picture for soybeans to take another run at their highs that they posted here prior to USDA's May crop report, and maybe even make new highs for the year. The market still is going to have to wrestle with rationing inventory on old crop, and there's a lot of new interest in buying new crop soybeans. We're getting sale announcements about every other day of somebody buying new crop beans. So either USDA is understating the demand needs on the 14-15 balance sheet, or the market must be worried about maybe not getting enough acres, because the corn-soybean ratio over the past couple of weeks has really shot up in favor of soybeans, which is basically something opposite what you would normally think, especially with the corn planting delays that we see up north. Corn is not showing any follow-through from yesterday's reversal. It is struggling down here roughly 3 cents. So technicians that had some hopes from yesterday's reversal is watching the market real closely here today, see whether or not it's able to bounce back. But there's still, I think, expectations that we're going to lose 1 or 2 million acres. But the trade has just convinced itself that after 4 years of below normal trend line yields, that this is going to be the year that we reach trend line or go above it, especially all the talk about the developing El Nino summer weather pattern that is supposed to bring good moisture into the Corn Belt during the key growing season. So corn struggling, but I'm kind of in the opinion that the market is basically pricing in the most bearish scenario for corn currently by believing that we're going to have 165 bushel yield, and that corn plantings may not change much, even though we may lose some in the far northern areas, that we maybe had to, maybe we gained some in the central parts of the state where we had a little earlier planting. So but the bears are pretty much, you know, animate that this corn market should go lower. I'm not in that camp yet, but from a technical perspective, both July and December corn really need to hold this 460 level to keep the underlining chart pattern at a point where we can stage a summer rally.
All right. Well, we'll check again with you this afternoon and see whether that happened today or not, okay?
Okay, very well.
Hey, thank you. That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on the mid-morning market report for this Thursday. It is the 29th day of May. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming at willag.org, our regular programming at willl.illinois.edu. Here's what the weather forecast says for the day. We'll have some scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, mainly after 1 this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high of 81 degrees otherwise. East-northeast winds at 6 to 9 miles an hour, 40% chance of rainfall. Then partly cloudy this evening, and a low of 60 degrees on an east-northeast wind at about 7. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 83 degrees, and east wind at about 9 miles an hour. I'll be back with another update of the marketplace just before the top of the hour. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.